You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Hello, and welcome to the Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast. I am Babette Cobble, CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and the owner of CB Coaching and Consulting. Thank you for tuning in to our Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast. This show is designed to educate you, the listener, on various topics that matter to women on both a personal and professional level. We are going to enjoy the next 30 minutes together discussing entrepreneurial success. Joining me on today's broadcast is my guest, Brenda Billadello. Brenda is a native of Rock Hill, South Carolina. She graduated from Winthrop University with a BS degree in interior design and art. Her career path took her towards marketing, public relations, government relations, and training. She has served as the VP of Membership and Marketing for the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. She also served as the VP of Marketing and Training for a community bank in the upstate of South Carolina. Her last position before taking her journey with South Hill Designs was the strategic liaison for the president and CEO of a Medicaid healthcare plan for the state of South Carolina. South Hill Designs started out part-time for her, allowing her to meet new people and de-stress from her corporate career. When she started making more money with South Hill Designs, she resigned from her corporate job and started her entrepreneurship. She is currently a senior director and a presidential founder and was recognized as the number one senior director for 2014 at the annual National Conference Buyer. Her team is currently 1,000 plus women and men located internationally. Welcome, Brenda. It is great to have you join me on the Infinite Possibilities radio broadcast.
Thank you, Babette. I'm so happy to be here, and I really appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, I want to just dive right in, Brenda, because I know we are going to talk about a lot today. And I want to ask you just right out of the gate, what ignited the spark in you to start a new business venture after being in corporate America?
Well, I found something that I really enjoyed, and I found out, too, that it was making a difference not only in my life but in others. So it became very meaningful and rewarding. And on top of that, it gave me the flexibility for my life, and it also started giving me the financial freedom I've been looking for.
Absolutely, and that's what we as entrepreneurs love, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this. How do you find people to bring into your organization that actually truly care about the organization the way you personally do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I found out networking is really important. To find people that have that same spark that I have, whether it's in person or doing it on social media, but making a connection and then building a really strong relationship with them, you start to find out a lot about what their passion is, and then you can bring in South Hill Designs to say, well, this can help you in that area. But I also believe that you have to have a really strong belief system. You have to believe in yourself, you have to believe in the company that you work for and you work with, and you have to believe in the products and the services that you offer, because belief is transferable. If you believe all of that, then everybody else is going to believe that as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, Brenda. What three pieces of advice would you give to, let's say, college students who want to become entrepreneurs?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think first and foremost, one of the things we don't learn in college is time management. And it may be that you need to just take a class with some other entrepreneurs on time management, because it's really, really important, because you can find yourself multitasking and not really concentrating on the things that are income producing or things that are going to move you in the area of your life that you want to move towards. Another thing is setting goals, and you have to write them down. If you don't write them down, then they're really not going to be, they're not going to come to truth or fruition. So you have to set the goals. You have to write out some action plans for each one of those goals, and then you have to really work it. And I think last, number three would be, don't self-sabotage yourself. You have to be really positive. You have to work on having a positive attitude all the time. When you're an entrepreneur, you have to pat yourself on the back sometimes, and you have to pick yourself up. So I always encourage people, do not self-sabotage and keep yourself very positive and very motivated.
Definitely. Well, if you had the chance to start your career all over again, what would you do differently?
I would probably say I would not let fear stand in my way. Fear will just halt you in your tracks, and having the courage, to take a leap of faith. And if I had done that earlier, I feel I would have been a little bit more ahead of the game with my entrepreneurship and also my career. But I think fear is the biggest factor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think women, we fall into that trap then, and we just have to pick ourselves up. And like you said, have the courage to take that leap of faith. I totally agree with you, Brenda.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. What would you say are the top three skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur? Because I know you are one.
Well, I'm going to go back to attitude. Attitude is so important. And you can, get yourself into a negative situation and you just won't move. You get stuck. Having a positive attitude and making sure that you surround yourself with positive people are so important. Again, time management is just a really top skill that I've had to learn and master, because in corporate world, it was all laid out for me, and then all of a sudden I had 24 hours in the day instead of 8 every day. So managing time with my work and balancing out family and balancing out my community activities and my church activities is you have to learn how to bounce all that together. Another thing is you have to be a constant learner. You can learn something new every day. So, taking time to be a student and learning something new that you can apply to your business is really important and a successful skill that you need.
Excellent tips for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
What have been some of your failures? I know we all have them. And what have you learned from them?
Wasting time with distractions. I'll give you an example. You can get on social media and you're trying to network, and the next thing you know, you have spent 2 hours and it's really not producing anything, and that becomes a distraction. So you have to really, it goes back to that time management of really sitting down and saying, okay, I'm going to schedule this much time. And then I'm going to finish with that, and then I'm going to schedule this much time. Because if you get caught in the distractions, it really hurts you, and that hurt me. And so, I started writing down weekly and monthly goals and sticking to them and not letting distractions get in my way. And that was a big lesson for me, a big one.
Gotcha. All right. Well, in the beginning, how many hours did you work on average a day, and how many do you work now? Because, I know a lot of people think, well, I'm going to work out on my own, and I'm going to do my own thing. And I think a lot of people have a misconception of that, so I'd love for you to speak to that now.
Yeah, I was working South Hill part-time, with my corporate job, and I was working about 40 to 50 hours a week with corporate and traveling some with that. And so I just started incorporating my South Hill business part-time, and I was working about 20 hours. And with that said, sometimes it was early in the morning, sometimes it was on my lunch break, Sometimes it was as soon as I got home or finished up for the day with my corporate job, and then sometimes it was really late at night. And moving into from that corporate structure to now I had all the flexibility that I wanted to, I work about 40 hours a week, you know, with my job, and that sometimes I include if I'm working events or if I'm working, you know, home parties or if I'm working with my team. I try to fit all that into my 40 hours so that I still get my relaxation in and time for myself. So I aim towards 40 hours a week full time.
That's great. So you can tell mm-hmm. that from what you just shared, Brenda, that you're utilizing mm-hmm. those time management suggestions that you shared with our mm-hmm. listeners. And
yes.
Let me ask you this. We all have a different motivation for what we mm-hmm. do in life. What motivates you, Brenda?
Well, there's a couple things. I have a really strong faith and a relationship with my Lord, and that really sets the tone for me each day and, you know, kind of gets me in the right frame of mind, going back to being positive. And I know that, you know, things happen for reasons, and I trust Him with everything. Another thing that really motivates me is my family and seeing how my life with South Hill Designs and my career is starting to change lives, even within my family. Another thing that really motivates me is my team. It just really puts a smile on my face and makes me really happy when, you know, I'm helping them grow and I'm giving them suggestions, and all of a sudden they come back and I get a text message and say, oh, my gosh, you know, I brought in a new business partner and I'm so excited. I can't wait to work with her. Or they're bringing in about, you know, Brenda, I went to an event today and I, you know, I sold over $1,000, and, you know, for some of them that means 40% they're going to earn from that $1,000. So, you know, listening to them and cheering them on is just really a motivator for me as well. I really
Absolutely.
Get happy for them.
Definitely. You know, I think that's mm-hmm. what you and I have kind of talked about in the past off air is, mm-hmm. you know, we get excited to see other people's success.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, how would you define success? Because, again, that's one of those that everybody defines it differently. How do you define mm-hmm. it, Brenda?
Well, I think success for me is knowing that all the persistence that I'm doing, you know, day in and day out, and everything that I'm doing with my daily task for my career is actually inspiring others to help them find their joy and their passion in their lives. It kind of goes back to what I was just saying about my team. I know that I'm being successful if I am helping others, and that's a big motivator as well for me, is knowing that I'm helping. So.
Definitely. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me this. What is the best way that you have found to achieve not only success, but long-term success? Mm-hmm. What is your formula?
Well, you have to stay consistent. You know, sometimes the basics in what you do is very important. You may think they're mundane, but they're really not. So being consistent with the base is really important. But then you have to have a focus. You have to kind of see your vision for where do you want to be a week from now or a month from now or 6 months from now, even to a year or 5 years. You've got to really look out and stay focused on what your goals are long term. And then you have to make a commitment to yourself, you know, that I'm going to meet that goal in a week, I'm going to meet that goal in a month, I'm going to meet that goal in a year. So having the commitment for yourself as an entrepreneur is so important. And then lastly, you have to be organized. You have to really sit down and kind of think about all of the areas of your own business. I mean, even the accounting part, you know, you have to be organized with that and sitting down and, you know, working on your taxes, for instance. But you have to be organized also with your schedule, and that kind of goes back to your time management. And I think those four things are probably what I consider for me that's going to help me with my long-term success.
Definitely. And
mm-hmm.
how do you build a successful customer base? You know, I know that's a question that we all have, and there's different ways to do it, but how would you
mm-hmm.
recommend to our listeners to build their successful customer base?
Well, I think it's all about caring. you know, caring for them and engaging them. You know, calling and following up is so huge. You know, did you enjoy your piece of jewelry? You know, what are others saying about it? Is there anything else I can help you with? You know, keeping them involved with what's new and what's changing, and also, you know, keeping them involved with like a newsletter. But I think a personal touch is so important with caring about them, and they're going to, and it goes back to building that relationship with them, you know, and keeping up with what's going on in their life as well.
I would agree, especially you mentioned mm-hmm. personal touch in this day mm-hmm. of technology. You know, we've got to yeah. have that personal touch because it's all mm-hmm. so impersonal these days. So mm-hmm. I know that adds kind of like the icing on the cake.
It is. I think social media is a tool, but picking up the phone and having that personal voice is much more important. Or even sending a personal note. I mean, when's the last time anybody got a handwritten note in the mail saying thank you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe that there is some sort of a pattern or a formula to becoming a successful entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm. I think there is. You know, it goes back to establishing goals and objectives and having that focus on those. Those are so important. I think that's a pattern that every successful entrepreneur that I have met, that is first and foremost one of the main things that they do. Another thing is constantly networking. You know, you want to grow your influence and your relationships. And I think another thing is you have to be a good presenter. You have to learn, you know, to talk in front of others and present your products and your services and even your business opportunity in a very professional manner, but also in a very easy-to-understand manner for everyone. And the other thing is you just got to make it happen. You just got to really say, I'm going to do this. It goes back to that positive attitude of, you know, why not me? Why not now? I can do this. And having an attitude of I'm going to make it happen.
Exactly. And don't let anybody segue those goals. Would you agree with
mm-hmm.
that?
Oh, yeah. It goes back to don't let the distractions get in the way.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, let's speak to the fact that, you know, you and I were both in corporate America at one time in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So we've
mm-hmm.
both been on both sides of the coin, shall we say. What do you feel is the major difference between entrepreneurs and those who work for someone else?
Well, one thing that I learned is, you know, I don't have to ask anybody anymore for a raise, you know, to increase my income.
Good point.
If I want to increase my income, I do it. And I don't have to ask anybody. I just do it. You know, another thing is the flexibility because, you know, we all have family and we all have things in our lives that we have that are also important. And this kind of gives me the flexibility. If I have to, you know, take care of my mom and dad because they have health issues during the day, I can work at night. You know, I can have that flexibility with my time during the day. And I think the last thing is, you know, I have found that, you know, people love to be rewarded, whether it's just with, you know, good job or, you know, I'm so proud of you, if it's a verbal, or even if it's like recognition through the company and seeing your name, you know, throughout the broadcast that they have and recognizing people. But that's another thing that I found that, you know, if I'm recognized, I know that I worked hard for that. And it makes you very proud.
Definitely, it does. We all need affirmation
mm-hmm.
in life to keep us going.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent,
yeah,
excellent point.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Brenda. In one word, characterize your life as an entrepreneur.
Well, I think I feel very blessed. I feel very blessed
excellent.
That this came into my life at the right time. And I feel very blessed that I am in a position where I can have the flexibility. I can make my own income. I can see others succeed and feel very proud of that. So I guess the word is blessed.
Fantastic word.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we talked just a little bit briefly earlier in the broadcast about, you know, mistakes. We all make them. That's
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
But what
yeah.
would you say
what are some of the biggest mistakes you've made, if you don't mind sharing those, so that people can learn from us?
Mm-hmm. I think working with my larger team, sometimes I see potential in others where they don't see it. And with that said, it's almost like I want it more than they want it for themselves. And I have learned, that I've had to step out of their way. Even though I see it and what potential they have, it may not be what they want for their life. And, you know, the mistakes that I've made I felt like I pushed them. And I had to step out of the way and take another look back. And now what I do is I interview everybody and really find out and dig deep of exactly what they need and what they want in their life, and then work it with them, work it their way, and helping them. Not everybody wants the same thing out of life. Even though I may see the potential, you know, they don't, but they may see it down the road. So
that's very true. So it's mm-hmm. really building that relationship and
mm-hmm. yep.
to know that individual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely. I think mm-hmm. that goes back to, you know, that personal touch in the technology day that we live in. Really get to know
yes.
people. That's what we're all starting to kind of fade away from, and I don't think we need
mm-hmm.
to, that's for sure. Totally
mm-hmm.
agree. Now,
absolutely.
We both work hard, you know, we're both
mm-hmm.
working, but
mm-hmm.
you got to have a break. Tell our
mm-hmm.
listeners, in your downtime, your me time, what do you do
mm-hmm.
whenever you aren't working?
I spend a lot of time with my family and my friends. If it's just me time, you know, I'm reading. Another word that I love and that I have around me in all of my communication is celebrate. I mean, even if it's like going in the kitchen and getting a piece of dark chocolate, I've celebrated today. So I'm finding different ways to celebrate. So that's what I do in my downtime. But my family and my friends are really important to me. And also I help out a lot with my church and with the community and, you know, just staying focused on that.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned
mm-hmm.
the chocolate, stepping in
mm-hmm.
and getting some chocolate. I think we all like that, don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. We all have our thing. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell
yep.
me this. What has been your greatest inspiration?
Oh, my mom and dad. My mom and dad have set a wonderful example for me. My dad, for instance, has Parkinson's, and he has not let that deter him from being himself. He stays happy every day. He laughs, you know, and he's an overcomer. My mom has, you know, stepped into that caretaker role, and now she's developed some health issues, and she has macular degeneration, and so she can't see as well. And she's not let that stop her at all. And they are just so in love. I mean, they've been married for 57 years, and their relationship and their bond and how they've lived their life and the example that they've set for me has just been my greatest inspiration in my life. And they continue to do that every day.
What a fantastic example I know that is, especially
mm-hmm.
in this day and time, whenever we unfortunately don't have the opportunity
mm-hmm.
to see that as often as we would like to.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you this. What has been your most satisfying moment in business?
I would say probably helping others and supporting others. You know, whenever I see their dreams realized, you know, it's just overwhelming for me and say, gosh, you know, I can just sit back and smile and sit back and clap and sit back and help them celebrate, you know. But that's probably been the most satisfying moment is when, you know, I'm working with someone and they've got a goal and they reach it. It's just like, wow, you know, one of the girls that I've been working with, she was able to buy a house recently, and, you know, to be able to celebrate that with her has been just remarkable.
No doubt at all. And you know something, Brenda,
mm-hmm.
that shows your heart and who you
mm-hmm.
are. That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You are such an
Thank
amazing
you.
Woman. I want to ask you this. What sacrifices have you made, because we all make them, to be a successful entrepreneur? What would you say you've sacrificed something?
I would say sleep. Sleep was huge when I first got started because, you know, like I said, I went from an 8-hour work day, you know, to 10-hour work day to like 24 hours. And plus with working with an international team, you know, there's a time difference, you know. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your sleep and take a nap the next day, you know, sort of a thing to you know, balance all that.
And would you say losing that sleep has been rewarding?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
There you go.
I catch up on it, but, you know, sleep is one of the things. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. I can't believe this. We're almost out of time, so I want to get in a couple more things. You are such an amazing interview, and I'm so blessed to have you on here today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Where do you see yourself in your business in 5 years?
The top of our compensation plan is called a national director, and I'm two steps away from that. So, you know, as far as my career,
congratulations.
Thank you. I see myself. I'm working really hard towards that. And, you know, a lot of people say, once you get there, what are you going to do? Well, my goal is to help promote others to get there. And, you know, by that time, I feel like I'm going to be completely living out my why. I think, you know, entrepreneurs, that thing is we all have a why as to why we're doing our business in the long run. So that's where I see myself in 5 years.
Fantastic. And let me ask you this. This is very important to me, and I always ask all of my coaching clients this. What do you want your legacy to be whenever you aren't on this earth anymore? What is Brenda's legacy going to be?
I want to be known as a giver, someone who gave her time, her knowledge, her resources, sharing her faith, and also in the, you know, at the end of the day, of, you know, sharing what I've earned. You know, part of my why is being able to earn enough money to where if I see someone in need, you know, I would have the resources to be able to just write a check anonymously or just to hand it to them and say, here, I know you need this and this is going to help you out. So the word giver comes to mind.
Absolutely, and I can already see you doing that in your life. You know, I'm thankful to have the opportunity to know you personally, and I see you doing that. That's excellent. Now, like I said, we're almost out of time, and I want to give you an opportunity to let our listeners know. You know, you've given a wealth of information today. How can they get in contact with you to either learn more and learn from you and your success, or even learn about your business? Will you share that with us?
Sure. You know, I have a couple of websites where you can contact me through there. I have one that's celebrateeverydaywithbrenda.com. Of course, I have my South Hill Designs, you know, website as well. It's southhilldesigns.com with a backslash and my name, Brenda Bilardello. And then, of course, you can always email me. My email address is celebrateeverydaywithbrenda@gmail.com. And then what I love to do is then schedule time to talk over the phone or meet even one, you know, in person and one-on-one. So I'd love to reach out, anybody to reach out to me, and love to meet new people.
Absolutely. Brenda, thank you so much for joining us on today's Infinite Possibilities Radio broadcast. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Well, I thank you, Babette, very much for the opportunity and asking me to share. And I appreciate you as my friend and a mentor.
Thank you. And to our listeners, if you're in the Charlotte area or be visiting the Charlotte area in the near future, we invite you to be our guest at one of our upcoming luncheons or events. Visit our website at www.everywomancanbe.com for a complete listing of those events. And know that Every Woman Can Be is a growing organization, and we are seeking chapter advisors and ambassadors. Whether you're an entrepreneur, corporate America leader, or sales professional, we want to hear from you. Thank you for being a listener today and taking time out of your schedule to join us. In all you do and always, lead with passion and purpose because you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Bye for now.